We love talking to Dick Fain over there in Seattle. Good morning, mate.
Hey guys.
How are you? I think you're on a little bit later this morning, Dick. I think you're doing some fatherly duties today, were you?
Yes, I did. I signed up to go volunteer at my kids' school, so there was for the first time in about 35 years, I played at recess and I sat in the lunchroom and did all sorts of stuff for the first time since I was about 11 years old. So it was fun.
Good stuff.
We've got two games tomorrow, mate, in this MLB. We've got Atlanta and St. Louis, and we've got the Dodgers taking on Washington. Atlanta are favourites in that match, and the Dodgers are favourites against Washington. Do you think the market's right there here in Australia?
I think the market's right, definitely on the Dodgers. I mean, it's always felt that the Dodgers were the best team in the National League. They are the team that should represent that league in the World Series. But the one thing the Nationals do have going for them, they really have nothing to lose. I mean, there's been times in the past in playoffs where the Nationals were the favorites. They were the team that was supposed to go to the World Series, and they have always failed. Well, this year, nobody expected them to get to the World Series, and now all of a sudden they're a game away. So the Dodgers definitely have more pressure on them, but I'm still gonna go with the Dodgers.
Okay.
They were my pick at the beginning of the playoffs. And baseball playoffs a little more unpredictable than, say, the NFL playoffs are, and certainly more unpredictable than the NBA playoffs. The NBA playoffs has been about as predictable as it gets with Golden State and Cleveland for most of the last half decade. But baseball is fun. As for the other one, boy, coin toss in the other one. I think the Cardinals have got so much experience at big championship moments, more so than the Braves do. So I would almost maybe side with the underdog in that series. And what a tremendous win they got on the walk-off sack fly by Yadi Molina in 10 innings. So they definitely have the momentum right now.
There's a big game in the NBA, too. The Clippers taking on the Lakers.
Yeah, coming up, guys. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I think the Clippers-Lakers game, anytime they play at the Staples Center, I mean, you're going to be talking about get-in prices of, $600, $700, $800 for those games. It's going to be unbelievable when those two teams meet, obviously, both on their home floor. And so it's going to be – it's really the epicenter of the NBA world this year is Los Angeles. There's no question about it. And it really hasn't been that way for a long time. It hasn't been that way since Shaq and Kobe. And before that, it hadn't been that way since Magic Johnson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So, it's going to be a lot of fun to see the battle between Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and then, of course, LeBron James and Anthony Davis to see who really rules that city. And in the meantime, probably who's going to rule the NBA.
And in the NFL, Dick, last week we were talking about Patrick Mahomes, favorite to win the MVP. But has there a new candidate emerged?
There's definitely a new candidate. We talked about it last week. I said Patrick Mahomes was by far the favorite right now, and that Russell Wilson was in second place, but a distant second place. Well, what has happened in the last week? It's only 1 week, but Russell Wilson was as good as I have ever seen him on Thursday Night Football. Four touchdowns, passer rating in the 130s, I think it was. I mean, he was just marvelous in winning and kind of willing his team to a last-minute win over the L.A. Rams on Thursday Night Football. And meanwhile, Patrick Mahomes struggled in a Chiefs loss. So while I would still put Mahomes as the favorite right now, you could probably get some pretty good value on Russell Wilson right now because he should not be very far behind Patrick Mahomes anymore.
Hey, Dick, how do you rate Baker Mayfield, and how do you rate him I suppose not a person, but some of the antics that he goes on with before and after games?
I think you've probably seen it in any sport. The guy that is really all about promoting himself, all about the showmanship, and really, I mean, not to say he doesn't have anything to show for it. He won a Heisman Trophy, but, he hasn't done anything in the NFL to show. And so he's really an all-about-me type of, I'm not so sure he's an all about me type of guy, but that is what he shows. That's his persona. He's the brash, bold, look at me. I don't care what I say in the media. I don't care who I offend. Well, guess what happens when you're like that? Every other team wants to come in and take a huge swing at you. Mm. And that is exactly what the San Francisco 49ers did last night. They crushed Baker Mayfield and the Browns. The Browns looked completely inept, and they made the Niners look like a Super Bowl contender. I don't think the Niners are a Super Bowl contender. I think they're a playoff contender. But the Browns just looked terrible. And unfortunately for me as a Seahawks fan, I've got the kind of the combo here of my team getting a last-second, thrilling, emotional win over a rival on Thursday night. Couple that with the Browns getting absolutely embarrassed. Mm-hmm. Well, now we go to Cleveland next week. And as you know, in sports, when a team gets completely humbled and embarrassed, they usually come out and play pretty well the next week.
Yeah, they do. But if he's, you know, the franchise quarterback, how do the other players accept it? And what does the coaching staff do to try and rein him in a little bit? Because you're just giving fuel to the opposition, aren't you?
You certainly are. And they gave fuel to Baker Mayfield because they did not hire a coach from outside the organization. What they did was they hired Baker Mayfield's coordinator. So Baker had a good rapport with the assistant coach last year. They fired their head coach and they decided to, you know, promote the assistant coach just so Baker Mayfield was going to be cool with it. Well, nobody knows that this coach can coach. We don't know if he's a good head coach or not. He's been humiliated 3 times out of 5 games thus far, so it has not gone well for Cleveland thus far. So it's kind of the inmates running the asylum in Cleveland right now.
Just back to that MVP you were talking about. So Patrick Mahomes is $1.90, and we have Russell Wilson at the tab, $11, so 10-1.
Well, that's tremendous value for Russell Wilson. I mean, if I had to just bet who was going to win the MVP, I still side with Patrick Mahomes, and then Russell Wilson and Christian McCaffrey is also a great candidate. It seems to be like a, you know, like a three-headed race right now. I don't know what you have McCaffrey at, probably about 5 or 6 to 1, somewhere in there.
No, he's 26.
He's 25 to 1, Christian McCaffrey.
No, that's silly. Go put some money on that right now.
Really? Fair dinkum?
McCaffrey is on pace to break records right now with what he's doing on the ground. The only thing that's going to hold McCaffrey back is his team isn't going to win 11 or 12 games. And usually an MVP comes from a team that wins their division, wins 11 or 12 or more games, and goes, you know, doesn't matter how deep they go into the playoffs because the MVP is voted before the playoffs, but they do want to see it from a good team. But McCaffrey, Wilson, and Mahomes are having the three best years of anybody in the NFL right now.
I love it. I've just got on. I'm on. $26 Christian McCaffrey for the
MVP.
That's
amazing.
Yeah, that's what price he is here. And have you got a tab account at all, Dick? You can.
No, I tried to get on. They won't let me.
Very good. All right, Dick Fain, thank you very much, mate. We'll talk to you very, very soon again because that's why we like you on the program, getting value. There you go, $26.
Let's have a little investment,
Let's
David.
Just get on.
Little investment.
Didn't our eyes just light up?
26-1. We could come up with a special. Christian McCaffrey, and let's roll it into Finch for the Melbourne Cup.
Oh, that'll be big odds.
What do you reckon?
I like that. Okay, let's see what we can do.